What Pastor Julius just spoke about here is very, very important. It is very important for us to know what happens around the world. Let us be praying for the people who are a little bit less unfortunate to go through what, you know, what is happening around the world. There are people who are being terrorized from their homes. You know, I was reading, for some of you who have been following the situation in Iraq, you know, between the Sunnis and the Shiites, I believe this the Shiites. I was reading about over 500,000 people have been routed from their homes because of the, you know, people, Islamist fundamentalists who want to take over Syria and Iraq. And several, many other countries, even as the pastor was telling us, you know, like in Nigeria, those little girls, then think about it. Sometimes, you know, we just take it for granted. You know, think about if that was your daughter being hijacked and you don't know where they are and they're being kept up there. You don't know even whether they are being assaulted. You know whether they're being given food. Think about it. And even these families, there are some Christians in Iraq, I believe, who pray to the Lord. And when everybody is just being routed from their homes, they're not even spared. So get to familiarize yourself with what happens around the world. Sometimes I think we are so much churchy so that, you know, we don't even click to CNN to find out what is happening or even listen to NPR. It is a blessing to listen so that you know what is happening, you know, in Indonesia. How are we going to pray if we do not know what is happening around the world? So thank you, Pastor, for making us aware of what of our responsibility. And the Lord looked down to see if there was anybody who would be in the gap to intercede for people. If there will be none, think how unfortunate the situation is going to be. You know, right on our, in our backyard in Kenya, you know, the Islam fundamentalists, you know, they want to take over. But we want to declare and decree as the children of God that these things are not going to happen in our, under our watch. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. So let us pray. Let us not take the freedom that God has given us for granted. We are sheltered in the United States. You know, we can come to church anytime we want to. We can come, we can drive wherever we want to go. Our neighborhoods are safe. Do you know there are people in Kenya who are not even safe in their neighborhoods? They're just sleeping and we used to say they're sleeping with one eye and one eye, the other eye is wide open. Just in case there would be gangsters who would come into their homes. There are people who have gone to Kenya, you know, thinking that they are migrating to Kenya, and reaching there, realize that the security situation is so bad, and they have migrated back here, back again to the United States, just because of security problems. So let us not take for granted. Let us pray. You know, if you have an agenda every morning, you wake up in the morning, and you have things that you take to the Lord, let that be incorporated within your agenda. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the nations of the earth. Amen. And I know that these are the last days and we shall hear these things, but God has also called us to pray and intercede for these nations. Praise be to God. Last evening, as we were swimming and some of you were able to come, thank you so much. I know some of you maybe were held up somewhere. I received some news. It's amazing what happens. You can just receive news at any given time that is really breaks your heart. There's this family that we know in Arlington, and they had their 23-year-old daughter. We've known that little girl. We've known that their daughter since she was really, really little, and we have seen them grow. We used to live with them, you know, we used to know them even back in Africa, and they migrated here. As a matter of fact, actually, we hosted the wife when they came over here, and yesterday morning, their daughter woke up in the morning and, you know, she woke, they had a good night's sleep. You know, they had watched a movie, woke up in the morning and spoke with her sister. And she decided, you know, it's Saturday, let me go back to bed. And, you know, she never woke up from the second part of their sleep that she was going to go to. She woke up and the younger brother looked at her. She thought, this is not the kind of normal sleeping. And when she called, when the brother called the dad to come on check on them, the girl was seriously sick, and they called 911 and was pronounced dead when she got to the hospital. It's so, so sad. I mean, it's a young girl that we know, and I thought, you know, I paused for a moment yesterday in the swimming pool, and I thought about reflecting on our lives. This life is so temporary, you know. Sometimes we have a tendency to take it like this is our permanent home. This is not our permanent home. And please be praying for that family. I know Sister Fine and some of you might be interested. You might, you know, I think they'll be holding some meetings there. We'll be going there to just comfort the family. The mother is so heartbroken, she can't even speak. This girl was just about to graduate in the next 2 months. I understand, and she was very, very bright. So be in prayer. Be in prayer for that family. Intercede for them so that God can give them strength. Amen? Let us watch and pray. Because today you see somebody, tomorrow you don't see them. Amen? And let us do. The Bible says, let us serve the Lord while it's still day. For night comes when no man will be able to serve him no more. Amen? I think we are supposed to live like each and every minute is the last minute that you have here on earth. Spend as much time with your children. Sometimes, you know, we get into the drill of work. And which is good because we are providing for our families. But sometimes, you know, time is very short. You know, time is very limited. Whatever time that you have to spend with your family, spend quality time with them. Amen? Do the things that you need to do with your boys, with your girls, with your children, with your spouse. Whenever it is possible, please let us spend time together. For this time, the time the Lord has given us is so short here on earth. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Last Sunday, we were talking about loyalty. By the way, I just want to see, you know, Brother William, he's in the house. Praise the Lord. It is always good to see you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we also have Mama Jaden. Praise the Lord. Good to see you. Thank you so much for praying for their son. He went to the hospital, and I understand now he is doing very well. And we also have their mother, came all the way from Tanzania. Praise the Lord. We're going to give you an opportunity after the word to come and greet us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to see you, Frank and Mom, and it's a blessing to see you. Thank you. Who else I've not seen for some time? I think we all been here for some time. So the Lord bless you. So we left. We were speaking about loyalty. For some of us who were not here, we talked about defined loyalty, and I'm not going to go into that. But we were checking out a few characters in the Bible. For some time, we talked about Joseph, and we saw how he loved God with the whole of his heart, how he was sold to Egypt, and how God propelled him even through adversity and even through difficult situations. Joseph never gave up his faith. He was loyal to the king. In spite of the things that were thrown at him, Joseph steadfastly trusted upon his Lord. Amen. He was sold at an age of 17 years. He was a young man who had the options of, you know, deciding, you know what, I'm young, I can do what I want. I have the life, a full life ahead of me, so I don't even have to just be steadfast to the Lord. I can go ahead and do the things that I can do. But Joseph held on, and we found out that for 13 years, they were not 13 years of easy. You know, sometimes we want to have it easy. But it was not. They were not 13 years of easy. Between him being sold by his brothers into Egypt, there were times that were trying. Times that you know, if he gave up his faith, you know, if we heard that he gave up his faith, we would really understand and would actually be compassionate for the things that he went through. You know, but Joseph held on. We also checked out on another character, Job. I remember we talked about Job and how the Lord gave permission to the enemy to torment his body, and he went through thick and thin. His body was full of sores, and even though he went through these things, the people around him could not understand it, you know, because he had made a decision to serve the Lord. Praise be to God. His wife came around at one point and told him, you know what, do you have to maintain your integrity to this God? Why don't you curse him and die? because he was in so much pain. And I believe that the wife was compassionate, you know, for her husband because of the pain. I mean, I'm just thinking about this. You know, the wife was probably the closest person that was to Job. And, you know, just witnessing the agony and the pain that he was going through every single day, it must also have tormented her. And, you know, for her to come up with that statement and to say that, you know what, why do you have to maintain your integrity? Why do you have to maintain your loyalty to this God? Why don't you curse him and do away with him and go and die and separate with this pain? And we find out in the book of Job that Job looked at his wife and answered back to his wife and told his wife, why do you speak like one of those foolish women? Are we going to always expect nice things from the Lord and not, I mean, nice? Are we all always going to expect nice things and not ugly things from the Lord? And we find out that in this story, that Job remained loyal to the Lord. Praise be to God. There are benefits that come up, that come about with us being loyal to the Lord. Praise be to God. And this morning, we want to just focus on a story that I really loved, and I hope we'll be able to finish it up. And I want us to go to the book of 2 Chronicles, verse number 16. And we are reading verse number, we shall read quite a big portion of scripture today. So after doing that, we shall read 2 Chronicles chapter number 16, verse number 8 to 10. And when you open up there, I would like your other finger to be on 2 Chronicles chapter number 14. So we're going to read 2 Chronicles chapter number 16, verse number 8 to verse number 10. And then we are going to read 2 Chronicles chapter number 14. The thing about loyalty is so intense, and God really, really, really pushes it to the next level. We find out, even before we read that scripture, about David and Solomon. Solomon was the son of David. And you know what? One thing I realized, I told you last time that it will take time and God for us to be qualified as loyal. And I want to add something else here this morning and say to you that you don't have to be perfect in order for you to be loyal. Amen? You don't have to be perfect in order for you to be. Can you repeat that? You don't have to be perfect. Say with me. You don't have to be perfect in order to be loyal. You don't have to be perfect. David had so many inconsistencies in his life. Amen? But through thin and thick, he learned a way of always coming back to God. Amen? He sinned before the Lord. And when we imagine of the things that David did, some of us, you know, would say, oh, you know what? I'm better than David. But there's one thing that I love about David, that every time he went through some situation whereby he sinned against God, he always went back to the Lord. And he was always ready to fall down and cry out before the Lord. Amen? And I believe that is the secret, because many times we are going to fall. Many times you're going to experience difficult times. Many times you're going to fall short of God's expectation. But I believe the secret that David shows us is that every single day he would run before the Lord and he would cry out before the Lord. Praise be to God. He learned the secret. And you know, at one time, at one position, I remember reading in the book of Psalms, he says, oh Lord, I stretch my hands up day and night before you. You know, he learned the act of worshiping God. He learned the act of submitting, of humbling, submitting himself unto the Lord, humbling himself unto the Lord. That even though he had sinned, he learned how to approach the throne room of God. May God help us. That even when we go through difficult situations, when we fail our faithfulness test, you know, we shall be able to go before the Lord and we shall be able to cry out before him. And you know what? God is always ready to embrace us and to bring us back unto himself. Praise be to God. So let us not beat ourselves like, you know what, you made a last promise in this thing, you promised to do a certain thing and you're falling short to do it, or you feel you have a self-condemnation of things that you promised God maybe many years ago to have done and you have not even yet accomplished it. You know, if we would learn like David learned to go before the Lord, think about the song that we just sang here. You know, how David would dance before the Lord shamelessly until the wife thought that he was crazy. You remember that story? And in spite of the things that he did, so David comes in the picture and he admonishes his son Solomon, and he tells him in the book of 1 Chronicles 28:29, you don't even have to open this, and he says this to Solomon: "As for you, my son," I would love to advise my sons like this, "As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with the whole of your heart." Amen? In other words, serve him with loyalty and a willing mind. And not only did David admonish his son verbally, but he also prayed for him. In 1 Chronicles chapter number 29, verse 19, there's a prayer that David offered on his son. And this prayer is often, and this is how he prays, and he says this to the Lord: "Give to my son Solomon a perfect heart." Amen? So not only was this thing David had gone through it all, and he had reaped the benefits of submitting and being loyal. He had seen it himself, that in spite of him not being up to the mark with the Lord, yet as his ears were winning down, the only thing that he would pass over to his son, the only thing that would come into his mind that related to passing over to his son Solomon, was to pray for him and to admonish him to be loyal to the Lord. Amen? Because it's one thing that he had learned. If my son would keep the commandments of the Lord, if my son would have a pure heart towards the Lord, then he would be successful. And David was successful in his life. He saw God help him win battles. Amen? Praise be to God. And so he has this one thing that he wants to pass over to his son. You know, he would have many options. He would have read many options in the Bible that the option that he would have to pass over to his son Solomon. And how I pray that even as we live this life, that our life will be an epistle, not only to the people that surround us, but particularly to our children. That when they look at us, they will say, "Surely mom and dad love God." Amen? Praise be to God. And I know that they love him. I have seen my dad kneel down and pray. I have seen my dad open up the scriptures, and he is searching the Lord through the word of the Lord. Let our children have this testimony that we are passing on a legacy of being loyal to the Lord. Praise be to God. And so David admonishes his son. And this is the prayer that he prays to him. He says, "Give to my son Solomon a perfect heart, or if you will, a loyal heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, to do them all." Praise be to God. Now, did Solomon endure or keep those admonitions to the end? No. No, he never. In 1 Kings, this is what the Bible says. 1 Kings chapter number 11, verse number 4. "And it came about when Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart away after other gods, and his heart was not loyal, was not wholly devoted to the Lord, his God, as the heart of David, his father, had been." Amen? See, he followed the admonition his father David, but he never carried it all the way to the end. Praise be to God. How nice would it be, like, you know, I remember the other day we attended a funeral service of one of the, you know, I told you about the women, one of the wives of an officer, used to be an ex-officer in the army, and actually is a minister of the gospel. And when everybody stood up to speak about this lady, they talked about how this woman prayed for her, for them, how this woman would just meet and organize prayer meetings, countrywide and even townwide, you know. And everybody talked about how this woman would just come in the church and she would just worship the Lord. And there was this song that everybody would sing. They were saying this was her favorite song. I would really desire that would be said in my funeral. That, you know, people will not say, they would not just, put things there just for the sake of making me look good, you know. But in the hearts of hearts, in their hearts, they would say that surely that was a man of God. Surely that was a man who feared the Lord. Amen? I may not be there, but God is giving me an opportunity right now to work towards that that point. Amen. I feel like David because I feel like I've failed God in so many things. I've not kept all the promises, things that I tell the Lord. Sometimes I fail. But you know what? I wish I can learn like David to run to the Lord so that he can help me, so that he can be my helpmate. You know, there's this thing that I pray nowadays when I go before the Lord. I tell him, Lord, unless you help me, I cannot be helped, Lord. Unless you do it this thing for me, Lord, I will do it in vain. Why? Because I've learned. Because sometimes I try to do things by my own strength. And at the end of the day, I realize that I have a limit to what I can accomplish. But I realize that when you engage God, who is the author and the finisher of your faith, he is able to take you to where you want to go. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. God has unlimited resources. He has unlimited power. Think about what he addresses himself, what they call him. He is omniscient. He knows everything. He doesn't need to learn anything about your business. He doesn't need to learn anything new about me. He knows my A to Z. Amen? He is my architect. He's the one who put me up together. He knows my future. He knows where I'll be 20 years from now. He knows even whether I'll be standing or whether I'll be with him in glory. He knows it. He doesn't need to learn anything new about you. Then we need to submit. If that is so with our God, don't you think then it is necessary for us to fall unto his feet and to tell him, Lord, take over my life. Lord, may you guide me. Lord, may you lead me. Lord, I am short in this. Lord, I'm weak in this area. Lord, I've fallen short in this area. Lord, help me, Lord. Unless you help me, no one else can help me. Unless you lead me, no one else can lead me, Lord. He is faithful. Hallelujah. The Lord is faithful. Praise be to God. And so Solomon, he follows the Lord. But at one time, the Bible says, what does the Bible tell us? That his wives led him astray, right? His wives. He had not just one wife. He had... Is everybody singing there? His wives seduced him to follow other gods. There are certain things that sometimes we start out very well. And I wonder whether we have a desire to finish up well. This life that we have is just a short life, you know. If you're going to live, you're not going to live like a stone. Maybe you're going to live maybe 100 years, 120. I don't think anybody's going to live 150 here. I've not seen anybody who has lived 150 years. It's a short span of time. If we can serve God with the whole of our heart, and when we go to glory, to be with the Lord, then we shall live for days on end with him. Amen? Amen. Let's check on our text this morning. I felt like I wanted to speak about that, you know, concerning David and Solomon. 2 Chronicles 16:8 to 10. The Bible says, "Were not the Ethiopians..." All of you know who the Ethiopians are, right? They are the neighbors they are on our north side of our Kenya, you know? Everybody knows who the Ethiopians are. Why not the Ethiopians and the Lubim, an immense army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. And this is the next verse, is the verse that is mostly quoted by many people. For the eyes of the Lord. Can you all read with me that verse 9? Let us all read together. For the eyes of the Lord. I can't hear you. Again. Uh-huh. You still reading that verse? Wow. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. In other words, for the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those who are loyal to him. In other words, I will say this. For God himself is concerned, or his focus his complete attention is on those people who are completely loyal to him, that he may put his strength in him. Amen? Or in them. Praise be to God. Now, I want you to notice this before I even expound on this scripture. That God is looking, God wants to use some men to stand in the gap for the sake of something. Amen? We were just reminded this morning by Pastor Julius that there are people who are being routed out of their homes in many parts of the earth. You know what God is doing right now? Right in heaven, God is looking upon the earth, not on any other planet, because we don't know of any other planet where human beings live. His eyes and his entire focus is on this planet, looking for people who can kneel down and intercede for the nations of the earth. Amen? And his eyes or his focus is people who are loyal to him. Now, think about this. Listen to me, church. If humanly managers, if humanly leaders will look for people who are completely loyal to their company or who are committed to their cause so that they can promote them and so that they can fulfill the purpose of that company, how much more do you think God is also looking, or his attention is at the people who are loyal to him? Amen? If man knows the wisdom of electing or working with people who are completely yielded to them, how much more do you think God is interested with people who are completely yielded to him so that he may strengthen them and so that they can stand in the gap and fulfill his purpose? And God is not looking for perfect people, for your information. I told you, God is not looking for any person that you... If you think that God is looking for perfect people, you have missed it. God is not looking for perfect people, but he is looking for somebody who has decided to love him with his whole mind. He is looking for somebody who has loved him with his whole heart. He is looking for somebody who has completely loved him with his whole soul. Amen? That is the person that God is looking this morning. And he is saying, I need somebody to stand on the gap on behalf of Iraq, because I've heard the cry of some of my children in Iraq calling upon my name. I've heard a woman in South Sudan who is just about to give birth, and they have declared that they are going to kill her as soon as they give birth because of her faith. I need somebody in planet Earth right now who is strong enough, who is loyal to me, that they may stand in the gap so that I may send help for that woman. Amen? God is not looking for anybody who is perfect. He's looking for somebody who is loyal to him. Amen? And for some of you who have been following that case of that woman, I understand now she's been reunited with her child. How many of you have heard about that story in the woman in South Sudan? She's been reunited to her child, and even relatives are coming. Why? Because prayers. Prayers have gone up. Amen? You prayed for her. And she's not going to be killed. Every time I pray, I remember her. Every time you're praying, I know you're remembering her. And you're mentioning her before the Lord. Amen? Praise be to God. Glory to Jesus. And so, as the Bible says, for the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. That's what the word of the Lord says. You have acted foolishly in this. Now, this is being addressed to King Asa. King Asa was a son of Abijah, and he was a king of one of the kings of Israel. And he, first of all, trusted God, and we're going to read in chapter number 14. But in this time, he trusted upon his own might. He trusted upon the might of another person. He trusted another help to come and deliver and help him be delivered out of a quagmire of what he was going through. He may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. Okay. You have acted foolishly in this, King Asa. Indeed, from now on, you will surely have wars. Then verse number 10. Then Asa was angry with the seer. Now, this message was being delivered by a seer. And so Asa, verse number 10, he says, then Asa, King Asa, was angry with the seer, and he put him in prison, for he was enraged at him for this. And Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time. Now, I want you to go to 2 Chronicles chapter number 14, because I want you to have a foundation of this, of exactly what happened and how King Asa started. Amen? Praise be to God. Are you in 2 Chronicles chapter number 14? And I'll read that chapter, because I don't think if I tell you to go read, I don't know how many of you are going to go read. So let me read for you. Okay. Are you there? If you're there, can you shout a big amen? Okay, and if you don't have it, I know Sister Lorraine is going to put it on the screen. Second Chronicles chapter number 14. King Asa defeats the Ethiopians. I want you to hear this story very clearly, because this is how you build your foundation. You build your foundation upon men who have departed before you. You don't even have to reinvent the wheel. You just look what they did, and the eventuality or the eventual outcome of their story, so that if you can place yourself in where they were, then you'll be as successful as they were. Praise be to God. Okay, King Abijah died and was buried in the royal tombs in David's city. His son Asa succeeded him as king, and under Asa, I want you to notice this, and under Asa, the land enjoyed peace for 10 years. Asa pleased the Lord, his God, by doing what was right and good. He removed the foreign altars and the pagan places of worship, broke down the sacred stone columns, and cut down the symbols of the goddess Asherah. He commanded the people. Think about this, verse number 4. I love this. He commanded the people of Judah to do the will of the Lord. Can you imagine if President Obama just stood out in the Rose Garden? They call it the Rose Garden or the East Wing. Where does he normally make those formal speeches? In the Rose Garden? Okay, whatever, the Rose Garden or the East, whatever. If he comes and he says, I command everybody in America to do the will of the Lord. I guess there will be a good uproar here in this land, eh? But I wish he can say that in one of his addresses, that from today, from this coming Monday, I command every governor and every state and every federal agents to work according to the Bible. Man, that can be nice for America. Amen? Not just announcing that, from today on, gay rights and lesbians should have equal rights and abolish DOMA. Shindwe yo. Okay, verse number 4. Listen. He commanded the people of Judah to do the will of the Lord, the God of their ancestors, and to obey his teachings and commands. Because he abolished the pagan places of worship and the incense altars from all the cities of Judah, the kingdom was at peace under his... Are you reading with me? The kingdom was under peace, was at peace under his rule. He built fortifications for the city of Judah during this time, and for several years there was no war because the Lord gave him peace. Praise be to God. I'd like to pause there and challenge us and tell us that if we are loyal to God, we shall enjoy peace. Amen? I want to challenge us that if we can be loyal to the Lord, there can be peace in our homes. There can be peace in our churches. There can be peace in our cities. There can be peace in our nations. Amen? But as long as we are not loyal to God, let me tell you, we might even be seeing, even in a federal level, if there is no loyalty in the federal level, let me tell you, the president and everybody that is connected to him will be challenged because of lack of loyalty. Praise be to God. And because the Lord gave them peace, God is the author of peace. Amen? If you have peace in your family, if there is peace between a husband and a wife, you know who gives that peace? It is the Lord. Amen? And we need to really thank God for the peace that he has given us. Amen? He is the author of peace. Praise be to God. He told the people of Judah, let us fortify the cities by building walls and towers and gates that can be shut and barred. We have control of the land because we have done the will of our God. Hallelujah. We have control of the land because we have done the will of the Lord. Even as we pray for these other nations, as we pray for our country, let us pray that it will respect the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we have done the will of the Lord, he has protected us. He has given us security on every side. And so they built and prospered. I love this. And so they built and prospered. King Asa had an army of 300,000 men from Judah, armed with shields and spears. Another 280,000 from Benjamin, armed with shields and bows. All of them were brave and well-trained men. Now, verse number 9. An Ethiopian named Zerah invaded Judah with an army of 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots and advanced as far as Marisha. It's almost like my name there, Makrecha or Marisha. Okay. Verse number 10. Asa went out to fight him, and both sides took up their position in Zephtha Valley near Marisha. Asa prayed to the Lord. This is a very important prayer that I really loved. Asa prayed to the Lord his God. And this was his prayer. This is what he said. Oh Lord, you can help a weak army as easily as a powerful one. Amen? I love this. Oh Lord, our God, you can help a weak army as easily as a powerful one. Amen? And you can apply this to your life too. You may not have money. You may not have even enough resources. The same strength that God would use to help somebody who has money is the same power and energy that he can use even to help somebody who has. Do you love this? I love the prayer of Isa. That, oh God, our Lord, you can help easily. So a weak army as much as you can help a strong one. Amen? Help us now, oh Lord, our God, because we are relying on you. And in your name, we have come out to fight against this huge army. Lord, you are our God. No one can hope to defeat you. Oh, my goodness. How can somebody lose with such a prayer? Can you imagine that? He had about 580,000 men of war. Amen? And this other army were 1,000,000 armies. Amen? 1,000,000 troops on the other side, and they had 300 chariots. In other words, those chariots were not driving themselves. They had also armies. So the other side had 1,300,000 men, and with the chariots coming against King Asa. But King Asa was different because he had God on his side. Praise be to God. The Lord defeated the Ethiopian. I love what it says here. The Bible doesn't say that King Asa defeated the Ethiopians. I want you to know that every time you invoke the presence of God and you're going towards a quagmire mountain in your life, it is not you fighting that mountain, but God and his heavenly host are taking over to fight that war for you. Amen? And that's why the Bible says, so the Lord defeated the Ethiopians. Praise be to God. What are you going through right now? They have written even letters trying to sue you, but you have invoked the presence of the Lord. Child of God, I want to let you know that as long as you are on the Lord, as long as the Lord is on your side, who can be against you? Amen? And as long as they can accuse you, it might seem like you're being defeated right now. But what God is working some things on the behind the scenes, and he is working out for you. Oh, praise be to God. I know what I'm saying because I've been sued before. Amen? And the people were trying, I think I told you this story. They wanted me to pay $6,000 for something that I never committed. And these people were armed to the tooth. And they were following me day and night. They sent, secretly, they even sent letters to Texas Department of Motor Vehicle to have my license suspended. I didn't even know about this. I received a certified mail saying that if you do not act at this particular moment, your license is going to be suspended because somebody somewhere in Arlington, Texas, just moved out of their lane and came where I was, and they hit me, and now they wanted me to pay them $6,000. But I want you to know, God was behind the scenes as well, trying to work against me. And right now I know that the Lord God was acting against, what is this insurance company? Let me see. It comes a lot. They advertise themselves a lot. No, this one is good. Huh? Not Geico. Huh? With this lady who comes, sometimes she does funny things. Huh? Bro! I don't even want to say the name. Progressive was coming against me, but what Progressive never knew is that God was working against Progressive. Amen? They tried to sue me. They tried to reach out to the small people. Let me tell you, I didn't even have money at the time to hire a lawyer. I went even to the websites trying to structure a letter like a lawyer so that I could threaten them. But a time reached and we joined my hands with my wife and I said, today, I'm no longer going to fight these people because they are bigger than me. But what they forget is that there is greater in me that is fighting against them. Hallelujah. And somebody told me that, you know what, there's this lawyer. I told you that I joined a Legal Shield, and this lawyer was willing to help me. Let me tell you, God work in mysterious ways. These people knew what they were doing, but I didn't know because I didn't know the law, you know? But, you know, this lawyer told me there's no case to fight here because they sued you, I think, 3 days after the provision of the, I think there's a time you have to sue somebody in order for that to be legal. So he didn't even fight anything. He said there were 3 days. When they sued you, they were 3 days late. So the case was thrown away. And I was sent a letter. In fact, Progressive said, you know, please do not sue us. They sent me. I said, I don't even want to hear about you. I don't want to. I'm not interested. So I want to tell you this. As long as we are loyal, God, that what he requires of us is to honor God. It's simple. Honor God in your life. You know, you don't honor God. Let me tell you, church, sometimes we miss it. Listen to me. And I, you know, sometimes this is not going to be good to you. We are not loyal because we come to church every Sunday. You know, that doesn't make us loyal. No. Loyalty is when you're alone. It's when you're alone and nobody is there. You know what? Nobody is there. And you're faced with a situation that would cause you to compromise. You know? And you're saying, Lord, you have to help me, Lord. You have to help me in this. And you know what? When you come out honoring God in that situation, that is loyalty. And God is going to regard it highly. Are you listening to me? He's going to regard it highly. I'll tell you a story, a very short story. I was in a place not long. I don't even know how to say this. I was in a place not long time ago. You know, by the way, now, you know, we are so many Kenyans here in the Dallas, Fort Worth. You meet long time when you used to come. Meet somebody, where are you coming from? You will exchange numbers, you know, you do this nowadays. Oh, you hear even people speaking, you know, Swahili or Kikuyu or Luo, or you know, you don't even ask them, well, are you Kenyans? So I don't even know how to say this. I was in this place, I was doing something, okay? And then this place where I was, there was another section within the same premises. And the people over there could not see what is happening over. They were not even see, but they could hear people talking. Then I heard somebody sharing, you know, with the Kikuyu. Hey, my goodness. I said, wow, let me listen now. You know, I couldn't avoid it because I was on the line. In fact, if I could avoid it, I would just step out of the room because I felt embarrassed because of what they were saying, even though I was the only one understanding what they were saying. And in my mind, I am thinking this is the voice of so-and-so, you know. But I didn't authenticate. I am telling you the truth. Loyalty is when you know that you think God sees you. Everything lays bare before him. Amen? Man, I don't even want to say what these people, they were talking, I think, over the phone with somebody. Oh my goodness. I said, wow. So, my turn came and I was going to buy the thing and I bought it. And I wanted just, you know, for curiosity. You know how we are curious. Even you would be curious to know who was speaking those things, yeah? Even if they don't know you, you just want to see the face. You put the face to the words that they were speaking. Let me tell you, my goodness. When I went there, I realized this person is a person who knows me and I know them. And they're in the church. In fact, this person asked, how long have you been here? How long did you come here, Pastor? Because they wondered, you know, to see what I heard, what they were saying. I said, well, I've been here. Actually, the line was really held up for a long time. So I heard somebody talking, but I didn't know who it was, you know. Let me tell you, I said, in fact, I've never shared this story with anybody, but I said, my Lord, may you help me. Because even when you don't do it for any person. When you regard the Lord, there are some things that you're not even allowed to come out of your mouth. Because, you know, can you think about this, that God looks at every, you know, you remember back in the day there was this, we went into every home, there was a picture, every time there was a picture in every home. I can't remember a home that I went without that picture, maybe very few. That's it. Christ is the silent listener to every, yes, it was also in Zambia, it was in Kenya, every home. Christ is the silent listener of every, what are they talking? That in other words, loyalty. That you may not, you know, the Lord listens silently. And even when you're in the darkness, when you're in a place where you think that you'll not be known, God is there. Amen? And so, anyway, I don't want to talk about that, but I want you to say this, that God will honor you because of your loyalty. Loyalty is loving. It's simple. The sum total of loyalty is this. It is loving God with the whole of your heart, loving God with the whole of your soul, loving God with the whole of your might, knowing that you have been presented with a situation and you ask yourself this question, what would Jesus do in this situation? How are you gonna honor God in this situation? Maybe your children are not there to witness what you're doing. Maybe your pastor, you might think he's not there, but God brings him mysteriously. And I'll let me not even go there. But anyway, you might even think that maybe Julius is not even there. You might even think that your spouse is not there. But let me tell you, God is in there. He watches over us. There's nothing that is hidden before the Lord. Amen? Every action that we do here on earth is recorded in heaven. And sometimes I was thinking about the sins that are going to be in heaven. Some of the things that you thought people would never do. And you'll be seeing, I believe God will cause there to be a way whereby we'll be able to see things following Satan. Even that one. He dragged that thing along. And maybe God will give you a supernatural to understand how things, the people that you might even think that were not serious with God, those will be having trails of good works following them. Loyalty to the Lord. And see what Asa did here. You know, the Bible says, then they overpowered by the Lord and his army, and the army took large amounts of loot. Then they were able to destroy the cities and the area around Gera because the people were terrified of the Lord. Glory be to Jesus. I would rather people would be terrified because of the God who lives in us. Amen? That when you walk in your office, let me ask you this. If somebody came who did not know where you go to church or whether you are born again. Yeah? And I'm including myself there also. Why not? If somebody who doesn't even know whether I'm a pastor, somebody who doesn't even know where I go to church, somebody who just is an acquaintance, he sees me every day. What would they say concerning your life? Maybe you've been with them for about 3 months, 2 months, a month, maybe 1 year. You've never even opened up your mouth maybe to share your faith to them. But what testimony can they have concerning you? Will they say that this one is different from the others? That is what, if they would speak, they would say, this one is unique. This one doesn't involve themselves with the evil doers. It doesn't involve themselves with the cheap talk. If they would say something concerning that, that would measure the loyalty that you have for the Lord. Oh, you don't like that one, but I'll say it. That one would measure it would measure your loyalty to God. If I would find myself in a certain area and I'm doing things that I would say, oh, here, there won't be any member of Empowerment Christian Center, and I'm faced with a nice thing that I can enjoy myself for 5 minutes, and I can smoke the weed, and I can do whatever I want to do, and I can take one to go, you know, on the road, and I can say, Jesus here, as long as there's no Empowerment Christian member, they will not know me, because on Sunday I'll come and preach the gospel and they will not know it. But would God the Almighty, his eyes are ranging throughout the face of the earth. They are able to see me in my corners. They are able to see me even when I'm hidden. For the Bible says that everything lays bare before him. Amen. I am challenging us this morning. Everything lays bare before him. You cannot hide for too long. God is full. He is so gracious. He will let you go for the first day. He will let you go for the second day. He will even let you go for the third day. But every time your conscience will be ringing, why are you doing this? Stop it or I'll expose you. Are you listening to me? Glory be to God. If we were to sum up the loyalty of God, what would it be? Here is what it would be. Love your God with all your heart, your soul and mind. From every dimension of your being, there is a consummate concern that God be honored. Let God be honored in your life. Let God be honored by the way you talk. Let God be honored by the way you dress. Let God be honored by the way you do whatever you do. Amen? Why do you do what you do? How do you talk? Why do you talk the way you talk? Why do you dress the way you dress? You dress that to honor God. Amen. And when we do that, God is going to be honored. Praise be to God. We read the story in the Second Chronicles, chapter number 9, verse number 16, of how Asa called for help from other people. He had seen how God had delivered him from the hand of the Ethiopian who came with 1.3 men of war and able to defeat him. And God says, from this point on, because you saw what I did for you in Ethiopia, you saw what I delivered, and I knocked down those people from Ethiopia, and now you have not relied upon me. You have asked for help so that they can come and help you. From this point on, war will never depart from your house. May that not be saying from any member of Empowerment Christian Center. The true thing and thick, even though we may fall, that even when we are knocked down, maybe an arrow comes and knocks us down, we shall still say, thou art my Lord, and I'll serve you. Even though the devil thinks that I've been defeated, yet God is behind the scenes trying to strengthen me. Wake up, and I will try, even though I'm stumbling, and my eyes will be on him, and I'll continue to serve the Lord. Even something comes down, then I'm knocked down. I'll continue to look. My eyes will never lose focus on him. I'll say, I've known God. He is the author and the finish of my faith, and I'll strengthen myself. I will encourage myself, even though nobody may understand what is happening in my situation, yet my eyes will be focused on God. Can we do that, church? Rise on your feet. In the name of Jesus, amen. Loyalty to the Lord. Loyalty will bring a blessing. Loyalty will open up doors for you. Sometimes doors are closed because of lack of loyalty. The moment you tell God, God, unless you do it for me, I cannot do it by myself. Unless you strengthen me, oh, my strength is in vain. Oh, God, unless you open up my understanding, I might try to research through Google. I might try even to go to different websites. But when God is on a thing, he will be fighting for you. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand before the Lord. Hallelujah, God. We worship you. Thank you, Father. Oh, God. Father, we exalt you this morning. The primary thing that you so desire. Lord, you said in the book of Matthew, this is the first and the most prominent commandment, that you shall love your God, thy God, with the whole of your heart, with the whole of your soul, and with the whole of your might. That we shall love him. This is the first commandment and the most prominent commandment, that we shall love our God with the whole of our heart, with the whole of our soul, with the whole of our mind. In the name of Jesus, I pray that, Lord, you may help us, that we may love you with all those things that you've mentioned in your word. And secondly, you say that we shall towards the mark of perfection. I hear this. Straining towards the mark of perfection. Laying everything aside that will beset us. Laying everything that would call upon us to compromise. And focusing on the mark of perfection. The journey is not going to be easy. That's why Paul writes and says, straining. It is going to be pushing. You have to exert force. You have to push and exert towards the mark of perfection. In the name of Jesus. And the Lord is going to open up doors and ways. When you recognize, let me tell you, church, the secret of success and victory in all that you do is honoring God. Honor God with your resources. Honor God with your tithes and offerings. Honor God with your time. Honor God with your family. Build an altar there for your family. When God sees it, there is no way he won't come and bless you. There's no way he will shut doors that are supposed to be open. In the name of Jesus. Loyalty to the Lord. Father, I pray that you shall strengthen my sisters and my brothers and myself. Strengthen me too, Lord, and my family in the name of Jesus. We want to be loyal to you. Father God, if there will be a testimony concerning a church in Dallas, Father, they will speak of Empowerment Christian Center where they call upon the name of the Lord. My God, there will be men and women, Father, who are loyal and submitted to the Lord in the name of Jesus. For you know each and every one of us, oh God, here. There are people here, oh Lord, who might be struggling in their finances, struggling, Lord, in their making peace in their homes, struggling, Lord, in their unity, struggling, Lord, in whatever it is, a job situation, family situation. God Almighty, stretch forth your hand, Lord, and reach out to them in the name of Jesus. Visit every home, Lord, with a package of success and victory and endowment in the name of Jesus. Visit every family. Give them fresh ideas, fresh ideas, fresh ideas, fresh ideas in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Heavenly Father, because your hand is upon every family here, O Lord. You shall not allow any one of them to suffer or to go through situations that you'll not be able to bring them out to the glory and honor of your name. You might be here, never given your life to Jesus. I want to give you this opportunity. The Bible says that he knocks at the door of your heart. If you only you could open in, he'll come and settle in your heart, and he'll be make you the Lord and Savior of your heart. Is there anyone this morning who wants to surrender their lives to Jesus? You want to begin a new life with him? Lift up your hand, and Pastor Tony is going to pray for you. Is there anyone in this house? Oh, yes. Lift up your hand. You want to receive Jesus? You want to accept him as Lord and Savior? Lift up your hand right now. Anybody? Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to seal these children under your wings. Father, let not any one of them, Lord, will slip away, but they will consistently love you and be loyal to you to the glory and honor of your name. We thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Somebody who loves him, shout a big amen. Amen. God bless you.